Kia ora, welcome to Faith Matters. Good to have you join me. And I'm someone else today as well. I've got Denise in the studio with me. Looking forward to hearing some wisdom from her today. And we're going to be talking about, did curiosity really kill the cat? It's going to be a good one. Hang in there and join us.
Some call it bliss. That's what they told me, that's why I'm sitting here. Living my life in a perfect world, I guess. Wonder if it will progress to something less. That something in me wants to be alone and never hear a thing, but I would be the death of me. Wondering if I'm made for more than going down old roads and patterns. Have I put my calling beyond? I don't wanna this no more. Cause I'm following, following, following through. Out with the old me, in with the new me. Cause I'm following, following, following through. Yeah. I don't wanna live like a movie no more. I'm not the main role, I'm not the reason, I'm not the beat. Cause I'm just here undone, I'm just here a son. And that's all I want. I just wanna love you, Father, please govern me.
Yeah, that was Child of Love by We the Kingdom. And I've got Denise in here with me. And I had Denise in here over Easter time talking about the Easter story. And today I've got her in here. She's going to be talking about Did Curiosity Really Kill the Cat? It's going to be an interesting one. And Denise has a blog on Facebook called Becoming Unoffendable. Yeah, and she's at denise.nz, is that correct, Denise? Yeah.
Yep.
So we'll probably say that a few more times so you can connect in if you want to and read some of her blogs and, yeah, read some of the things that come up for Denise or the things that she's maybe interested in or curious about and her walk with God. And, yeah, some real wisdom. I've read a lot of her posts and... You know, I love them, so it's a good encouragement to connect in. So, Denise, welcome back. It's good to have you with us, or with me. So tell me about this, Did Curiosity Really Kill the Cat? Tell me about this heading and what it means and what we're heading into.
Well, my blogs are generally about becoming unoffendable, and so... As I was thinking about that, just things come up, and I thought, you know, when I was younger, I was very much a black and white. I was one of those teenagers that if I saw a parent with a kid and the kid was sort of playing up, I had very strong opinions as a teenager of what I thought that parent could or should be doing. And then I had my own kids and went, oh, you can't actually necessarily control what these little people do. And... So I started to kind of get challenged on some of my ways of thinking. And over the years, I've sort of, learned a few things. So this whole idea of curiosity, it's kind of the opposite of reacting with a judgment when something happens. It's really easy to jump to being angry or to thinking that that person must be X, Y, Z. When you actually stay curious about something, you're sort of investigating, like, what's going on for that person or... what is their background that's caused them to think this way or act that way or whatever it might be.
So it's about almost taking a step back, allowing for space between reaction and or maybe taking a different, action to what a reaction. It's not actually going to be a reaction. It's going to be something you've thought out, actually. So this is a process that we learn. It's not something that we're naturally going to be able to do. So maybe tell us a little bit more, because I know, as a counsellor and working with trauma, that, you know, people can react quite quickly when we don't have the space between... us of our reaction and taking time or wisdom to step back, and our body and our mind races towards anger or whatever it might be that is causing us to have a response in that moment that may not be a positive one, and can set the scene for a bad communication from there on. So tell me a little bit more about stepping back and allowing the space that you're talking about and the curiosity.
Well, I think it's really easy for us to, you know, when we know what's going on in our own head or in our own mind or in our own heart and we behave a certain way, we can justify it because we know all the goings on and we're just like, you know, I was having a really bad day or X, Y, Z had just happened and so actually wasn't at my best or something like that. But when we look at other people, we can't see that. And so we just see the clues that we're getting. Like it might be that that person's carrying a lot of tension and you look at them and you go, oh my gosh, they must be really angry. Whereas it might be, you know, that they've just been out for a surf and they've pulled a few muscles, I don't know what.
They got some pain in their body.
Yeah.
They got something else going on in their world.
Yeah. And so just actually thinking, you know, like I had a situation, it wasn't in this blog, but I had a situation last year. I was on a scooter, one of those electric scooters, with a friend looking around a city I hadn't been in before. And I just got overwhelmed. And so he's like, let's go look around the gardens. And I was like, I just need to be down by the river. And so I actually just went to the river and waited. But he got really angry with me, and I thought, but I was feeling overwhelmed, but because I knew all the stuff going on inside me, and I just, you know, his reaction was, what did you do that for? And kind of zoomed off, and I was like, oh, like if he'd asked, I could have explained that I was overwhelmed. Mm. And so just noticing, like even just for yourself, going, when people misinterpret me, they didn't realize that this was going on in my world. And so then just trying to flip it and going, actually, let's just extend a little bit of grace to that person because I don't actually know what's going on for them today. Yeah.
I don't think that's something that we do naturally, is to think of another person, and we're often just thinking of our own reaction or how something has affected us, and then we can carry that mood with us all day.
Yeah.
And we can get caught in our thoughts and believe something about somebody that actually isn't a truth.
Yeah.
So this idea of curiosity, and so I use another word of being interested, you know, which are all words about taking time rather than zapping in with our opinions or what we believe is a truth when it may not be a truth. Curiosity and being interested in something allows us to give us a moment to step back. So a way of doing that is, you know, is really we've got to be in tune with ourselves, don't we, Denise? Mm. We've got to be in tune with what's going on in our world first before we can kind of feel that we can notice somebody else's.
Yeah. Yeah, and so even just allowing yourself space and showing yourself grace when you notice, oh, I just leapt to that conclusion again, just go, wow, well, I actually noticed this time. That's awesome. That's progress.
A good place to start, eh, is noticing or being curious about, you know, oh, I feel like my heart's racing now, or that I've, you know, become very uncomfortable all of a sudden, you know, and noticing in our body or noticing in our thoughts what's happening that may not actually be real to that situation in the moment. So tell me a little bit more about did curiosity really kill the cat? Where did you get that title from?
Well, I was just kind of thinking about, you know, like we have that saying, curiosity killed the cat, and I don't know why, but I was thinking, you know, curiosity might have got a cat in a really interesting place, like it might be up a tree. But it's not necessarily the fact that it's up a tree that killed it. It might have fallen out. Or if it was on a driveway and it got hit by a car, it might have been that it didn't notice the car, which you'd think, surely, being curious, it would have seen the car, but it didn't. And so I just started to sort of question, you know, what really killed the cat. And I don't think it was curiosity, but because it's such a well-known phrase in our culture, so I was thinking about it, and then I went and looked online just curiosity quotes, because I was thinking of, did, you know, curiosity killed the cat, and all these amazing quotes came up about curiosity, but I didn't recognize any of them about how positive curiosity is and how it makes such a big difference. And I went, oh. And so yeah, so did curiosity really kill the cat was just a way of me kind of just exploring other options and realizing that we really do in our culture, I think we've accepted that curiosity killed the cat, and so we think of it as a bad thing. We think, oh no, you can't be too curious, you that's
dangerous.
Yeah you could end up getting hurt, whereas I think, you know, we talk about kids being really curious, and so in this blog I sort of talk about, you know, if a kid is curious, we're okay with it until the point at which we get uncomfortable and we say, no more. And sometimes the kid will listen and sometimes the kid might not. And so when that happens, if the child's still being curious and we've said no, we'll either call them a kid, which, you know, you think of kid goats being a little bit cheeky, a little bit naughty, or we might call them a cheeky monkey, or we'll, like, all of a sudden they're no longer human because they're being curious, and curiosity, we're not okay with that for us as adults. And so that was my thinking.
That's amazing, actually. You need to do counselling. No, that's a great way of unpacking something. Because curiosity, like I say, it gives us a moment to step back, and often we don't as humans. We're very reactive and we're very much about our own little world and what's going on for us, and we tend to think that other people know that things are going on in our world. I don't know why we think that, but we do. And we hold other people accountable and responsible for, you know, often our own actions and how we've been, rather than something that has come from them. You know, they've responded in a way that, you know, in becoming unoffendable. You know, I was very interested in that title that you have over your blog, which the curiosity and becoming unoffendable, they're kind of linked in together, aren't they?
Yeah.
And working with people, you know, to be unoffendable, yeah, that's not an easy place to be. Denise, you want to speak into that one a little bit?
How do you talk into that? I don't know.
Why did you come up with that heading?
Well, I guess, so when I was thinking about a topic to do for the blog, I was thinking about ways to value others. Mm. But for people, kind of, if you hear valuing others, it's just like, ugh, just another thing I have to do. Mm. Whereas if you flick it to think about a person who's learning and growing, what are they becoming, or who are they becoming? And so becoming unoffendable, I think it's a hard one. Like when I know a number of people who are really easily offended, and so as you talk with them, you have to be a little bit careful walking around in eggshells. Like, you know, as a person who observes someone who carries offence, that it's quite hard to deal with, whereas when somebody chooses not to become offended, it's quite refreshing. And so I guess, you know, if we could have a whole bunch of us who are learning to become unoffendable, and we can just do life without hitting up against each other all the time, how awesome would that be?
It would be amazing. I think that would be very difficult in our society. We're pretty much built to push back, you know. Yeah. We like to be right. We like to prove that we're right. And we like, yeah, we can be very controlling, like allowing curiosity or to be interested in something rather than reacting or being unoffendable. That's a word that we don't often use. We use offence a lot. I'm offended by that. Or, man, I was really offended by what you said. Or, you know, we hold that grudge sitting there.
Yeah.
It's a really raw edge for us.
Yeah.
And I think because we have so much going on in our world, and it's not the happiest place for a lot of people, becoming unoffendable is becoming harder and harder because we're very judgy. And we're coming from our you know, viewpoint when we do that. Many things are affected by that, our worldview, everything is in that. So we have to challenge ourselves at the very edge of who we are as humans and how we grow up and our belief systems. If we truly want to live in curiosity or to be interested and to live unoffendable, those are not easy places for us. Denise.
Sorry about that.
I mean, these are really easy words, eh? They just slip off our tongues. You know, oh, I'm curious. Oh, I'm interested. You know, but, you know, they're words that actually have to be lived out. You can't just, you know, say something like that and think that you've won the lottery now because I can say, oh, I'm curious about
but
that.
But it is. It's loving it out. Yeah. I saw something today which I'm pretty sure was in response to something that I sent out, and again, my brain started going, but, you know, but this was going on for me, or that's a cultural difference, or whatever, and I just had to tell myself, just pause and take on board, this person has felt something and this is their response, so I actually have to just take their response on board, and rather than just justifying all the reasons that I did what I did, actually, I need to listen because that person's trying to communicate something.
Yes.
And so rather than putting up the blocks and just going, no, that's a cultural difference, I need to go, hang on a second. In New Zealand, we are more casual, but actually, it's really, yeah, it's important when you're, like for me, obviously sort of getting a bit brave and going on Facebook and having this website and stuff, there are people who are reading it from other cultures, and I need to be able to actually grow how I'm going about things so that I can relate to those people as well.
Because there's always somebody out there that's got an opinion or doesn't like something, or, you know, we're doing live radio, which is the hardest thing, because we can't take off what we say.
Yeah.
And so this is a really hard place to be too.
Yeah.
But where do we ever allow grace to sit?
Mm.
You know, like, I'm dyslexic and I often get my words around the wrong way.
Mm.
And so I don't always come across on point.
Yeah.
You know, which can be, and I don't want to explain myself every step of the way for people, but, you know, sometimes, you know, people go, oh, you know, didn't quite say that right, or that was a bit weird, or, you know, and you're left with that judgment sitting over you, and you can't say, oh, you know, I'm dyslexic, and I've had to work really hard at a lot of things to get where I am, and all of that, you know, and people have an opinion of you, maybe even through your speech, or maybe the way you walk, or the way you present yourself.
Mm.
You know, there's been the, you know, I've read things where, you know, we've had people living on the streets of the cleverest of minds, you know, and you wouldn't think that by meeting them.
Yeah.
And so our judgments and our view of people is made very quickly in a moment.
Yeah.
And this curiosity and being interested and unoffendable, I don't think any of us are at that place, Denise, but give us some pointers to get there. Oh, that's a bit hard, sorry.
Oh, whoa. Just throw that one out of left field.
Before I go to a song.
How about you go to a song and I'll think
about
it.
Okay, we'll go to a song. We're gonna play one, Jericho. This is a good one. Andrew Rip.
Trading punches with the enemy. Ooh, built myself a double thick stone tower, lies higher than the eye can see. Trapped in my flesh and bone, crying out to you, Lord. I'm desperate. Love come rattle this cage and set me free. All of my fears, like Jericho walls, gotta come down.
Yeah.
Hey, welcome back to Faith Matters, and you're listening to Marie and Denise, and we've been, I need my glasses. We have been talking about, did curiosity really kill the cat? And so that was about giving ourselves some space, wasn't it? Instead of getting reactive, so that's not an easy one to do, so... We're talking about how that, the possibility of being able to do that and living from a place of becoming unoffendable, which I think is probably a whole other show on its own of unpacking that one, but such a good word to kind of bring in as well because it fits. But we kind of left off saying you might look at some pointers, Denise, on how we can get to this place of allowing space between reacting and giving ourselves a moment to perhaps respond in a way that we want to respond rather than in a way that, kind of devastates our day or devastates someone else's day.
Mm. Okay. Wow. It's quite a major topic, isn't it?
Yeah.
So I was just thinking through some of the things that I've written about in these last few weeks in the blogs. Certainly one of them has been noticing the way that you react, noticing the way that other people react, and noticing what your self-talk's like, whether or not you, when you do something, whether you tell yourself off or whether you actually extend grace to yourself. Mm. I did say one thing I was thinking about with doing the name of the blog being becoming unoffendable. I was thinking about how can we value others, but a lot of that happens as we grow ourselves.
Yeah.
So it's not just about something that I do for other people. It's also the way that I process things, the way that I see people, the way that I behave, all those sorts of things actually change and grow as well. So,
Can I just pause you there? Because I think that's really difficult.
Yeah.
Because nobody knows you're doing it. Mm-hmm. And so the struggle is real, eh? Like, no, you can't turn around to the person and go, do you realise how difficult this is for me just to stand here and not react right now? And I'm doing my very best. Every part of my body is wanting to respond to you, and it's not. Do you know, can you give me some feedback about how good I am? We can't get any of that, Denise. Nobody's going to be on our shoulder cheering us on.
How helpful
unless I
would
ring
that
you
be?
And say, Denise, guess what I did today?
There you go.
Find a friend. So I stopped you there because I just thought, well, there isn't, eh? There's no cheerleading team here.
No, it's not. And so it's actually within yourself building up somebody who, you know, you walk alongside yourself as opposed to beating yourself up with your self-talk, maybe, if that's a thing.
Yeah.
But one of the things that made me want to do this blog years ago was, and I talked about it in last week's blog, was a guy who... He loves debate. Like, his natural inclination is fight. And he was saying, why doesn't this person really want to open up to me? And I was like, well, I could name quite a few things, but I thought, no. And I just said to him, look, I just don't think that they consider you a particularly safe person. And he was like, well, what do you mean by safe? And so I tried to explain to him, you know, what is it to be a safe person? What is it to be a person that somebody can come and talk to and you don't react? And so I think there's a lot of, you know, when you're black and white, this is how things are. If someone comes with a different perspective, you can go, no, and shut them down straight away. Mm. I think it's a learned skill to be able to go, whoa, that is really different from how I see things. Full stop.
Yeah, that's a really good response, actually. So you're talking about even our language, like stopping long enough to give ourselves a different language to use rather than one we would always use, like whatever that might be, whether it's in our head, whether it's coming out our mouth, we wished it hadn't, put it right back in again, and we can't because it's live. Life is real, folks.
Yeah.
We can't pull away from it,
you
know. But we can have grace in the moment for ourselves and for others. And I don't think this is something we're taught And so again, we don't have any cheerleading team out there cheering us on in this or giving us any information on how to do it. You know, we're all stumbling around with carrying our own baggage and lumping around with us, and it gets unpacked in a moment when we're offended over something.
Yeah,
everything comes rushing out in that little moment. So these pointers of, so do you have something? Give me something. What have you got on your little list here? What have you got here?
Well, forgiveness is one that comes to mind. So I sort of talked in this week's blog about, you know, I kind of used to have issues with anger, and then I worked on them, and then it's like, well, the question would be, how do you work on that sort of stuff?
That's
and
a good question.
Something that I did was I really intentionally went back over my life and worked through forgiving, whether it was forgiving myself for something really dumb that I did, if it was forgiving someone else for what, whether it was something that I perceived that they did or whether it's something that they really did, either way. And also sometimes, you know, just forgiving God, it's like, God, how could you let that happen? So sometimes we actually, you know, we might be offended at God or different people will have different ways of explaining that, but just actually, I guess, allowing things to be as they are without putting a judgment on it. And then going, okay, so that happened, and allowing yourself to process that.
Yeah.
And then going, okay, so now what?
Yeah. And those are really interesting people to be around. And I think you can notice them. I mean, I certainly do when I come across people who take a moment before, when I know that they want to react, and probably what I've said could cause reaction, and when they don't, I'm really, really thankful for that, because that's our learning curve. You know, I'm going to learn something here, they're going to learn something here. There's something new going to come forward out of this, out of our kind of resistance towards each other. Something good may come of this. I might learn something about me I didn't know before, if you're open to it. And I think, you know, both of us have a strong faith, and God is a big factor in our lives, and working with the Holy Spirit and all God's word, you know, having God's word and using God's word over our situation. You know, I was talking to you off air about, you know, how does God's word work in this for us, you know, and we think of words like grace or God's peace. And for us, that has a big meaning, because we've both sat in God's peace, and it's a very beautiful place to be when there's chaos around. And so a lot of people who don't have a faith or may not know God in this way wouldn't really understand what we're talking about. But you and I know what we're talking about, and it's a beautiful place to be. So I'm really thankful, I think, because I have come from lots of trauma in my life, and I think without God's grace and peace there, that I've learnt to come alongside and join into. Without that... I think I would have. I know I would have struggled massively with opinions and a lot of judgments that people can carry.
Yeah.
Whereas God's grace is a totally different arena to step into, in His peace. So, are those parts of your blogs as well? Do you bring in?
I'm hoping to get there. I'm just aware. Another thing that I really want to talk about in my blog was, I was listening to a guy who does leadership trainings, and he talks about John Maxwell is his name, and he was talking about something that his parents taught him was to love unconditionally. And I was thinking, well, some people wouldn't know what that means or what that looks like, so I want to talk to things like that, but at the moment I'm still just trying to lay some pretty foundational stuff so that people, like I did one talking about the value of others, because why would you love someone unconditionally if they have no value? Things like that. So at this point I'm still sort of trying to establish some pretty base stuff. But it's interesting that you were just talking about faith and grace. I listened to a woman speak in a Bible study that I was part of years ago, and she was talking about, like, some of the words that we have, like grace, and then we have the word graceful. So when we think of graceful, we think of a beautiful ballet dancer who's smoothly moving and looks graceful. But what we don't think of is being graceful, full of grace. Yeah. And so that is a completely different spin on that same word. And so, again, years ago when she spoke, I'd heard her that day, and someone came into our house that night and changed the dynamics of the whole household because they were in a foul mood. Mm. And I went, okay, extending grace, can I be graceful? And I really didn't want to be. I can remember when they arrived home, I was on the phone to a friend and I was just like, rah! And then it was just like, actually, I choose to be graceful today. Yeah. And even with that word faith, like faith matters. So when you talk about somebody who's faithful, it's you think of in a relationship someone who's faithful to the other person in the relationship. But I was also thinking, yeah, what does that mean when we say that God is a faithful God? Faith, if you think of faith sort of knowing that there will be a certain outcome, say. Yeah. So when God spoke, let there be light, and there was light, he was faithful because as he spoke, he knew that it would be.
It was.
And so he was full of faith, and so that what he speaks is.
Yeah.
Because he is faithful, full of faith. Whereas sometimes our faith is a little bit half pie, or sometimes our grace is kind of running on empty.
Yeah.
But I really like that way of flicking those faithful, graceful, grateful. Oh, that would change the meaning of the word grateful. So just exploring those words a little bit, I think, is kind of fun.
That is great. That's really good stuff. I wanted to go back a little bit. So tell me when you had to be graceful.
Yes.
In that situation. That was a decision that you made in that moment. It didn't just happen for you.
Oh, no.
The carpet didn't get rolled out, and it was all right. I'm full of graceful now. I'm so graceful.
Sometimes it's just biting your tongue and just letting something be without giving your opinion.
Yeah. So and that's the foundational stuff of this, is it's raw. There is no, it isn't pretty. This is going to come at a cost in ourselves.
Yeah.
To change, to be a point of difference for ourselves and other people and in the world around us.
Yeah.
So, the things that you're touching on, these are not light little things we pass over, like curiosity or being interested or what did really kill the cat. You know, the question's a lot deeper than we roll over, because we're heading into areas of where we have to step back and give moments of, okay, so what? Why am I affected by this?
Mm.
What's really going on? And how do I really want to deal with this?
Yeah.
And God can be a big factor on that, his word, his spirit.
And if this person's just walked into the house and they're in that foul mood, what on earth happened in their day to cause this?
Yeah, and those are really good questions. And that's when we're becoming more, I think, in tune with humanity and people around us, rather than our own little bubbles and what's going on in our world. And it's very much about me, instead of looking out and being more encompassing about those around us and their world and what's going on. So we're going to head into another song, which is a really good one. This is my favourite. Grace Got You by Messy Me.
Have you ever met those who keep humming when the song's through? It's like they're living life to a whole different tune. And have you ever met those that keep hoping when it's hopeless? It's like they figured out what the rest haven't yet. The second you realize what you have inside, it's only just a matter of so when you're standing in the rain again, you might as well be dancing. Why? 'Cause the rain or storm, I can change how this ends.
So next time when you feel blue, don't let that smile leave you. Why? 'Cause you have every reason just to sing. So the back row is your glide, 'cause walking just won't do dance. You don't have to know how to. Ever since grace got you left, till your whole side's hurt and smile, like you just got away with something. Why? 'Cause you just got away with something.
Something bubbling inside of you, spilling over 'cause your life is full. How incredible, undeniable, monumental like the Eiffel. Uncontrollable, let the joy flow through. Ha ha. Giddy over pity, pretty please. Let me see your hands in the air with you at your seats. Warm it up, let go, shout it out, celebrate. When you can't articulate, just say amazing grace.
The second you realize what you have inside, it's only just a matter of.
can knock me down, but I'm gonna get back up again. You can knock me down, I'm gonna get back up again. You can knock me down, I'm gonna get back up again. You can knock me down, I'm gonna get back up again. You can knock me down, I'm gonna get back up again.
Indeed it is. And our best is still yet to come too, Denise.
Excellent.
Yay. I thought you weren't going to agree for a minute. I thought, oh, pull back. Too late. We're in. All right. Okay. So, well, I've got Denise in with me, which, yeah, I really enjoy our chats and getting to know what Denise does and her blogs and who she is and her faith journey as well. So we've been talking about did curiosity really kill the cat? And basically we've been talking about language and words and how we can take a step back from reacting really quickly and how do we do that. We did do the pointers, we did?
Yeah, well, hopefully.
Okay. If you weren't listening, you'll have to go back and listen. You can listen on the podcast. You can go back onto Raglan Radio, all these podcasts in there. So if you wanted to hear more about what me and Denise have been talking to, you can tune back in any time. But at the moment, we're live, so, you know, you get to hear the rawness of everything that's happening right in the moment. Becoming unoffendable, you know. That's a good one. That's part of what Denise talks about in her blogs. It's the name of your blog, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, so, and you can catch up with Denise's blogs. I'm going to let you talk into a little bit about that.
Yeah, so I have a website and it is denise.nz, denise.nz. I could have put my surname in there, but people spell it wrong, so I decided not to do that. But my Facebook page is Denise J. Gardner. But if you go to denise.nz, you can just click through to Facebook and it will just magically plant you at the right page. But yeah, my blogs are available on the website and they are available on Facebook and on Twitter. That was an adventure. I had to set up a Twitter account. Never
well
been on there
done.
Before. And yeah, so if you're someone who's not really a social media person and you want to get the blogs, you can just sign up for the newsletter on denise.nz, and then each week when I do a blog, I'll just flick you a little newsletter just to let you know that it's there, and also kind of keep you up to date with some of the other things that are going on. I am writing my first novel, and I've finished the first draft, so now I have to do all the revision.
Have you got the name yet? Come on, Dave.
I know.
No, you can't reveal. If you have, you can't reveal it yet. Don't. We'll do another show on that one.
Yeah. So just people know that I'm sort of at that revision stage. So who knows how many months that will take to get through and get it out and ready. But yeah, that's a work in progress as well.
Yeah, that's good. I'm looking forward to that. I really am. And we will have Denise on to talk about her book when she comes up with a name. She has come up with a name. You have, eh?
I have.
Yeah, there we go. She's not going to tell us. I don't want to know.
It's a secret.
Yeah, it is. Well, we want to do the big reveal. It's not like sparkles. But it's been really good to have you in here with me, Denise. And we're going to hear more from Denise. Denise actually knows God's word and has a real deep relationship there, and I'm really keen to unpack some of that with you and some of my own journey as well. And so, you know, in our Faith Matters segment, we're going to do a lot more of this, and
unpack who God is and how he works in our lives and why we have him there. Some of these may be sort of foundational questions, and I think it's going to get pretty exciting as we unpack some of this stuff and let people in on our world. It's going to be fun. So thank you for coming in. So maybe just leave us with a couple of those words. So there was to be curious,
yes,
wasn't it? Instead of going straight into reaction, to stop and be curious about the way you're feeling right now, what might be happening for you.
Yeah.
And take an interest in that and just slow everything right down. Yeah. You know?
So it's just noticing.
And noticing, yeah. Taking notice. Ooh, I'm feeling really uptight right now. What's that about, you know? And maybe not answering it in the moment, but leaving it for later to unpack. You know, just noticing how our body works and our mind works when it's under huge stress in the moment.
Yeah.
And what were some of the other ones?
Another one was forgiving.
Oh,
so that's
a
big
one.
That's probably...
I've got a journey on that on my own, like...
One topic on itself. I actually have a blog there called Why Should I? And that's about forgiveness.
Oh, I like that. We're going to have to go there. Because that's a why should I is a really good one. Like, why should I?
Yeah.
And I know what it's like on the other end of that of forgiveness. And it's massive.
Yeah.
So I'd be really, really looking forward to these chats, Denise. Mm. Thank you so much for coming in and sharing time with us and sharing your journey with us too. It's, I'm looking forward to unpacking more and being very curious and becoming unoffendable in everything I do. Many blessings to you, Denise. We're going to head into Build a Boat by, I'm not going to say his name right, Colton Dixon. Yes, I am.
I've been wandering through the desert, ain't seen a cloud in forever over me, but I believe your rain is coming. Yeah, I've been hanging on the high hopes, 'cause you're the one who's making dry bones come to life. You're the light I put my trust in. Every word you say is gonna come true. You will lead me to the promised land. Everything you say is gonna happen, even though I haven't seen it yet. I will build a boat in the sand where they say it never rains. I will stand up in faith. I'll do anything it takes with you in my sails. Your love never fails or fades. I'll build a boat in the desert place, and when the flood and the water starts to rise, you will lead me to the promised land. Everything you say is gonna happen, even though I haven't seen it yet. I will build a boat in the sand where they say it never rains. I will stand up in faith. I'll do anything it takes with you in my sails. Your love never fails or fades. I'll build a boat in the desert place, and when the flood and the water starts to rise, yeah, stand up in faith. I'll do anything it takes with your wind in my sails. Your love never fails or fades. I'll build a boat in the desert place, and when the flood and the water starts to rise, yeah, I'll ride the storm, 'cause I got you by my side with your wind in my sails. Your love never fails or fades. I'll build a boat, so let it rain.
If I'm being honest, I didn't think you'd stay with all my problems. I was so afraid that when you saw them, you would turn your back on me and leave. Cause in the silence, my insecurities are like a siren taking over me, and I can't hide them. Even then you see the best in me that I can't see. Even at my worst, you love me. You wrap your arms around and you hold me close. Even at my worst, you give something I don't deserve. You love me even at my worst. When I feel pressure, you reach out, you pull me back together. Who you are to me, nothing can measure. If I had you, I'd have everything that I need. When I fall down, you pick me up. When I feel small, you pick it up. I'm standing strong, and it's because of you.
It's because of
through
you.
My troubles and my flaws, yeah, you see above it all.
Sometimes I don't make it easy to love this heart of mine. I can get so distracted, caught up in doubt and fear. But every time I think you've left me, you're still right here. Who can love me like you do? I'm a mess, I confess, but you carry me through. Sin had on me, and I know I don't deserve it, but that's why you call it grace. You covered a debt that I could never repay. Tell me who can love me like you do? I'm a mess, I confess, but you carry me through. When I'm lost and alone.
On the highway, every day moving so fast, taking all the wrong ways out. Never saw you coming, stopping me in my tracks, keeping me from the long way down. Doesn't matter just how many times I tried, there could only be a single reason why. So tell me. Some will say it's magic, but I know that you did all that. You're the reason, there's no doubt. Doesn't matter just how many times I tried, there could only be a single reason why. So tell me.
I don't hear it goes, just happen like that, happen like that, happen like that.
You can see the stars align, but I know that it's more than time.
Just happen like that, happen like that, happen like that.
Right before I hit the ground, son, all you came along and found me. Right before I hit the ground, son, all you came along and found me.
There's no doubt when I feel your love. Call me crazy and out of touch, but I know that it's from above. Tell me.
Line, but I know that it's more than timing.
I don't hear it goes, just happen like that, happen like that, happen like that.
Right before I hit the ground, so all you came along and found me. You can see the stars align, but I know that it's more than timing.
Yeah.
peace, you give me purpose, my provider. And when my enemies surround me, got me tied up. When they throw me in the pit inside the fire, you are my God and my King and my Father. Light to my path in the darkness, hope in my heart. When they heartless falling, you reach out and caught us. You're the lover of my soul, love is flawless. They don't understand my guardians. Keeping me high, I know they go low. Cause me, I know they so low.
Cause my Jire and my body, it's a man I need go.
gentle river, righteousness rolling over you like waves in the sea.
You've been listening to Marie on Faith Matters 98.1 FM, Raglan Community Radio. We had Denise in with us today, so it's been really good to have her here. And she's going to be on with me for a few times, I'd say. I'll have her on another couple of weeks, and we'll keep developing our chats and where that may lead in our conversations. But right now, I've got a little person in with me who's on her school holidays. So welcome in, Malia.
Hi.
Hi. So you're on your school holidays?
Mm.
Yep. And how old are you, Malia?
I'm 9.
9. And what have you been doing over your school holidays?
Been staying at you.
You've been staying where?
At your house.
Yes, she has, because she's my granddaughter. She's amazing. We've had her with us, but only for a couple of days. Those haven't been all your holidays, have they? No. What else are you going to do over the holidays?
Probably do something with my sister. I'm going to go hunting with my brother.
Ooh, nice. You guys do a lot of that, eh? You go out spearfishing, diving, yeah. Hunting. And you're into sports too, eh, Malia? What do you do?
Gymnastics.
Yeah.
And netball.
Yeah. Well, I've seen you do gymnastics and you're incredible. You're on the top in your team, aren't you?
Yeah.
Am I just a proud grandma? I think I'm proud grandma. But she is, you know, I'm just going to say it. She is extraordinary. Watch this space. We're going to be seeing you in the future, Malia. It's been lovely to have you on with me. Okay, sweetheart. Thank you for joining me today. And I'm going to head out now. And I'm going to head out with Sidewalk Prophets. Come to the table. And I'll see you here next week on Faith Matters 98.1 FM, Raglan Community Radio, Fridays 12 midday. And if you're looking for somewhere to explore your faith, you want to know more about God or connect with people who do know, you can join me on Sunday at Raglan Area School, Surfside Church, 10 a.m. We have a great speaker. I think we've got Brendan speaking on Sunday. Awesome worship, live band, incredible place to be. If you want to feel like being in the presence of God, around God's people, and know that point of difference that me and Denise were talking about, that peace, that can be just not a peace that you find in the world. It's supernatural. So, well, maybe you're just looking to join with other people, find out more about faith and, people in our community. I'll see you at Raglan Area School. 10 a.m. Sunday morning. Stay safe over the weekend. Look after each other. Be kind and gentle to yourself and others. And, just have a great weekend.
We are stars. Outside looking in, this is where grace begins. We were hungry, we were thirsty, with nothing left to give, the shape that we were in. And just when all hope seemed lost, love opened the door. Said, come to the table, come join the sinners who have been redeemed, take your place beside the Savior.
come to the table. Liars and these thieves, there's no one unwelcome here. And that sin and shame that you brought with you, you can leave it at the door and let mercy draw you. To the hero and the coward, to the prisoner and the soldier, to the young and to the older, all who hunger, all who thirst, all the last and all the first, all the paupers and the princes, all who failed, you've been forgiven, all who dream and all who suffer, all who loved and lost another. To the table.